Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 10-week Well Turnaround. It's Annie Stoker here, and it seems like only a couple of days ago that I saw most of you at Be Wealth. And I hope you've all had an amazing time getting home, that you're feeling inspired still and ready to go to the next level of accountability with creating the finances that you want and deserve. So a massive welcome to everybody. So before I get it any further, can I just check that everyone can hear me okay? If you can just put your hands up. It's the little hand symbol on the left-hand side of your GoToWebinar control panel. I'm sure you all know the drill. Perfect. It looks like it's all working fine. Thank you so much. All right, now a massive welcome to everybody, in particular, those people who may be joining us for the first time who weren't at Be Wealth, those people who maybe did 10-week Wealth Turnaround previously online. We have an online version that I know a few people here have done. And really nice to have you with us. If you don't know who I am, my name's Annie Stoker. I'm one of the trainers and head of coaching for One of Many, and have worked with Jo for around 7 years in her various businesses around the world. So it's been an amazing journey, and Be Wealth we just had last weekend live. So if you weren't able to join us for that, then, you know, shame, but hopefully you can get to one of the live retreats at some point, because it was pretty cool. It was a pretty amazing weekend, I reckon. So that's me and my old woofy. Now, today, we're going to get into just basically how this program's going to run. So I don't have content for you. It's just going to be a question of clarifying how the program's going to run over the next 10 weeks, answering any questions that you might have, and getting you all started ready for tomorrow, which is when the accountability starts. Okay. So just checking who's here. Yeah, there are a few new people here who weren't at Be Wealth. So yes, big welcome to you. Now, for those of you who were at the weekend, I know that life kind of can feel a bit engulfing when you come back for a retreat. You've got things to catch up on. You've got maybe conversations to have, some inspiring conversations or challenging conversations sometimes if they're boundary setting conversations. But I hope all that's been going really well for you all, that you're still feeling energized and that you are really inspired to, you know, to keep going and to make the best of what's being offered you here. Now, the 10-week turnaround, as you've probably all got the emails and should you know what's going on, but I'll just clarify for you, is 10 videos. So you'll get a video each week on a Wednesday from Jo. That will come in via email. There'll be a link in the email, and you'll then go and watch the video. So the first one will be sent to you tomorrow. It'll be happen every Wednesday. And the videos are around half an hour. Also on the Wednesday, it's the beginning of the 10-week turnaround week. So the Wednesday is the first day of our week for this purposes. We will also put up on the Facebook forum, the B1 community, the global community page on Facebook, a tile that looks a little bit like this picture. It says 10-week wealth turnaround, week one. And Ruth is going to be your lovely assistant, who will be looking after you in the Facebook forum as well as me. And so she's going to put a post up in Facebook forum on Wednesday. And you're going to go in there and put up your big rocks for the week. So how this is going to work is there'll be a post, like a normal post. And each one of you under that post, I want you to put in a little comment. So you click write a comment. Write in, my big rock is, or this week I will do X, Y, and Z. And that should come from the video. So you want to have your big rock informed by the video topics. If there's something particular that you want to do that particular week, then that's fine to have as a big rock. But mainly, you know, if you follow along with the 10-week wealth turnaround videos, you should get some good content as to things that you want to be working on step by step. It's like a hand-holding process. So you'll go in, put a comment under the post, and then you will come back. Oh, Marie, I'm just going to mute you. That's who I can hear, my love. going to mute you. Okay, cool. That's fine. So you will come back and reply to your own post by the Tuesday of the next week. Okay, so the first post will go up tomorrow morning. You will reply under that post, write a comment with your big rock. And then if we haven't heard from you by Friday what your big rock is, we're going to chase you. So there'll be a post, we'll tag you in the Facebook post on Friday saying, where is your big rock? And if you haven't done it, please write your big rock in on the Friday, but preferably the Wednesday. And then you have until the Tuesday of next week to complete your big rock and come back to the post that you wrote, the comment that you wrote under tomorrow's post, and please reply to your own comment. Please don't say, yes, I did a fabulous job and I completed my big rock for the week. At the bottom of the thread, only post under your own comment. The reason why is because we have 68 people participating in this Be Wealth turnaround. And it gets messy in there if we don't all only post under our own comment. So I'm sorry, my love, Sarah, you don't know what a big rock is because you've just joined us from the online program, I guess. So the big rock is basically your commitment for the week. It's the one thing that you're going to commit to doing if you get nothing else done. And we happen to call them big rocks. It's to do with an analogy, a story about a jar with big rocks in it, okay? So that's what a big rock is. And got it? Fine. Okay, so that's your one commitment for the week. You only have to do one. Yep, one is fine. If you want to do more than one, that's fine too. You can put in a couple of big rocks in the same comment. But you want to make sure that you're setting yourself up to win, all right? Make sure you're setting yourselves up to win. And I don't want you to, you know, say, I'm going to do all my jam jars this week and get all my insurances in place and set up my financial planning for my future and then only get 10% of it done. Have realistic big rocks, so realistic intentions for the week, and then you'll set yourself up to win. You want to kind of be building yourself up to feel encouraged and motivated by your successes, not downcast that you haven't achieved them. Does that make sense, everybody? Now, so I'll just go over that structure again because a couple of people have just joined. Wednesday morning is the beginning of our wealth turnaround week. On Wednesday morning, two things are going to happen. You'll receive an email with a link to the video from Joe. There are 10 videos, one a week. You can watch that and then set your big rock. Also on Wednesday morning, the lovely Ruth Harrington, my assistant, will place in the Facebook B1 community, so just in the general B1 community Facebook page, she'll write in a post with a tile, a picture that looks very like this picture that you can see on your screen now, except it'll have week one at the bottom. Okay, and under that post and only under that post, you will each click, write a comment, write in your big rock for the week, the thing that you're going to commit to. If you haven't done that by Friday, we'll chase you up and tag you under that post so that hopefully you'll get that tag and then, you know, go, oh, I forgot, and write it in the forum under that post. And then the Tuesday, so you have from tomorrow until next Tuesday to complete your big rock. If you have not replied to your own post and only under your own post by the Tuesday, we will again chase you up and tag you saying, oi, how did you go with your big rock? All right. So any questions, first of all, about that structure of how the posting is going to work? And just to repeat again, it is essential, please, that you only reply to your own comment. So please don't put another comment at the bottom of the big thread of comments. Just only ever reply to your own comment. That way we know where you are, the fact that you've said you've done your big rock and that it's all fine and we can chase you up. Works really well. Good. Fabulous. Okay. And then, yes, it's the same. It's the main group, Elizabeth. It's the main B1 global community page. Yep. Natalie, good. I'm glad that's going to work for you. Yeah, just one. Yeah, Claire, one big rock's fine, but if you want to do a couple, that is good. Brilliant. Okay, fabulous. So that sounds clear. Now, each week the process will be repeated. You'll get a different video each Wednesday, and then Ruth will put up week two next Wednesday, and then the whole process starts again. We will check week one posts after we've put week two up, but we will be putting the majority of our attention into the week two. So Ruth will be kind of just checking up the stragglers on week one and just chasing you up. But if you haven't completed week one, hold yourself accountable, come back and comment on your comment. Let us know how you're doing with that, but then move on to week two. So that's why I'm saying it's really important to make sure that your goals are your big rocks are achievable. You don't overface yourself, particularly if you're busy, and that you just keep going with us. Now, we will only keep tagging you and chasing you for a few weeks. So if you just stop showing up, you disappear, you don't reply to us when we tag you, and you're just not contactable basically on Facebook, we will eventually write you off. We'll assume that you're not interested in participating anymore. But we'd love you to let us know if that's the case. So please, please come back and just let us know if you're not able to participate or continue for some reason. And then we'll stop hassling you and tagging you. Does that make sense? We don't want to hassle you if you don't want to participate for some reason. However, I know that it gets busy, so we will hassle you for probably like 3 weeks if you don't show up. But I'm hoping this year that you're all so motivated and so interested in really getting this turnaround happening and making the change that you want that we won't have anyone disappearing into the ethers, okay? Having said that, if you are busy, make your big rocks smaller. That way you'll make sure that you achieve them and stay motivated to keep going. Now, a couple of guidelines aside from the structure. You want to be aware of things that can trip you up. So, as I said, first of all, is setting something too big. Secondly, of course, is getting really busy. And thirdly, is in my experience working with everyone over the last year, or maybe it's two I've done this now, is not having a structure in place for you for your own participation in the Be Wealth 10-week turnaround. So I all encourage you all right now to put time in your diary on Wednesdays. It shouldn't take long. As I said, the video is probably half an hour. It'll take you a minute or two to write your big rocks into the Facebook post. So that won't take long. But do make sure that you put that time in by Friday, because remember, on Friday, we'll be chasing you up and tagging you if you haven't put your big rocks in. So make some time right now. All of you, get your diaries out, put it in, and then repeat. If you had a have a an automatic calendar, just do like a repeat for 10 weeks on that calendar if you have an online version. Otherwise, just put a little time in your diary each week, and that's that way you'll make sure that you've remembered to do it. Another thing is, if you find it hard to remember that, yes, it is starting tomorrow. Yeah, it's starting tomorrow. So tomorrow the first post will be in the forum, in the Facebook post. Yeah, cool. The video will be coming out as an email tomorrow. I don't know exactly what time the email's getting to you, Una. Hopefully it'll be in the morning. Ness is doing it in Australia, so I'm pretty sure it'll be there early in the morning for you. So, but don't know what time. We'll find out. And the video is in your email. There'll be a link in the video to the email. It'll be in your members area. So the video won't be on Facebook. The video will be in your members area, and you'll get a link to it. Yeah, cool. Sorry, I'm just reading a question here. No, you shouldn't, Alyssa. You shouldn't be able to see the questions, everyone else's questions in the chat. Yeah, it's just for you. I'm not sure if it's Alyssa or Eliza. Anyway, my love, welcome. So yes, the first thing is just to watch out anything that's holding you back. Oh, Lisa. Okay, cool. Thank you. And have that structure in your diary. If you find it difficult to be accountable, most of you at Be Wealth had a buddy for the weekend. if you want to keep in touch with your buddy and say, can you please remind me to go into Facebook and put my big rocks under the Be Wealth post, then please help each other that way. If you've come from the online program and you weren't there at the weekend, you might want to buddy up with someone in the forum, because in our group, because there's lots of people participating, and you might want to just reach out to somebody and say, can you be my accountability buddy for that purpose? But hopefully, if you had, I don't know, put a reminder on your phone, ladies, or put a sticker on your computer, or have a little message on the fridge, just something to remind you to participate. And I'm sure most of you are on Facebook every day anyway, so it should be pretty easy to remember. I would love this program to be an opportunity for you to really step up in your confidence. And I'm saying that in a couple of ways. First of all, in your confidence around money. And secondly, in your confidence in believing in yourself. Now, as I said before, there's around 68 women that are going to be joining us. And they are all at different phases of their wealth turnaround. Some women have come to us to Be Wealth and, they're doing seven figures in their businesses. Some women have absolutely no income at all at the moment, and they're looking to create income. Some women are retired. Some women have got big handouts from, whether it's a divorce settlement or whether it's from a parent who's left them an inheritance. So everyone's at a very different stage. And therefore, everyone's big rocks are going to be different. Everyone's feedback is going to be different on how they're doing on their big rocks. And I would love this whole program to be a no comparison zone. What I mean by that is, please don't compare yourself to anyone else going through the program. As I said, everyone's at a very different point. And many of us use comparison to prove that we're less than somebody else, to prove that we're not as good as somebody else, or they're doing better than us. And you can actually use comparison as a practice to, just to not participate with it. It's like, okay, so this week I'm not going to compare myself to anyone at all. And if I do, if I'm obsessed with comparison, I'm only going to compare myself to somebody who's way worse off than me. You can go after it as a mental habit. Some people have it, as something that they do many, many times a day and end up beating themselves up about it. Then their inner critic comes in and they feel worse about themselves, and it can just be a real spiral. So please, everybody, let's make this a no comparison zone and just a place of support. I know you're all amazing at supporting each other. So if somebody has a great win, first of all, I don't want anyone to feel bad about that, anyone else who's not having a great win that week, to feel bad about it. But secondly, I want you all to feel proud of your wins. So if you've done some amazing stuff, you've had a great week, you want to put in your little post that you've had a fantastic time and you're really proud of what you've achieved, that's great, and everyone will be behind you, okay? So it's like I think I said on the weekend, we want to get rid of tall poppy syndrome. We want to be able to be proud of ourselves and brag, baby, brag. And we also don't want to feel bad about ourselves if anyone else is doing really well. So do you know what I mean? Let's have an equal, even playing field. Let's support each other in the best possible way that we can. And let's build our own confidence by feeling proud of what we're achieving. And know that if things aren't going so great for us, that we'll get there. Maybe not today, but we'll get there because we've got a massive amount of support around us. Is that all right with everybody? Good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, some people like to make a big noise on Facebook. Some people like to be visible. Some of us introverts are less kind of active in Facebook. But this is kind of less about you and more about you being part of a movement that's really changing our attitude towards wealth. That's how I'd like you to see it. So don't be shy. Be open. It is on the public page, if you like, but it is just a closed, it's a group just for you. So nobody will be commenting on it that's not part of the turnaround process. It's just for you ladies. And I want you to feel really free and open to put big rocks in to comment on how you're doing and just to be open so that we can support you as well as we can. Does that make sense? So be supportive, be friendly with each other, and you know, it's just really, it's for you. We're here to help you get as much as you can achieved. Having said that, of course, we're not guaranteeing that you're going to have financial freedom at the end of it. That's up to you, although some people might magic it at the end of the 10 weeks. But it's about taking the baby steps, right? Taking the baby steps from tomorrow morning onwards so that you really create the outcome that you wanted. Now, for those of you who haven't heard this little kind of phrase yet, we're talking about making the money, we're talking about managing the money, and we're also talking about multiplying the money. This 10-week turnaround is mainly focused on the manage phase. So we do talk a bit about the make phase, how you make your money so that you can then play with it and manage it. But we're really focusing on the systems that you have around your money, the bank accounts, and the way of being accountable around it so that it's going to work for you, so that you can then have your pot, your growth pot, to go on and invest and multiply. It's really about having your money making money for you. So that's going to be the focus of it. The 10 topics I'll let Jo explain in the video tomorrow. I don't need to go over that again, but she outlines the 10 topics in the intro call, which I think you probably all had actually. And then week one tomorrow is going to be about your big why. So really connecting with, why do you want wealth? You know, what are you wanting to sort your wealth for? What's the purpose of that? And once you get connected with your big why and your real, you know, your real kind of passion around what you're wanting to achieve, maybe it's for your family, your kids, maybe it's for a bigger cause, maybe it's for charity, maybe it's for your business, whatever it is, but we all have a reason why we want to have our finances sorted, why we want to have our money working for us, because otherwise we'd be perfectly happy where we are, right? And I know none of you are that place because you're all on this program. You're wanting to turn something around. So the first step is to get really connected with your big why and then to go from there into taking action. So I think that's all I have to say around that. So I'm very happy to answer some questions. If anything's not clear about the posting process, please let me know and I'll go over that again. But I'd love to hear from any of you how you're going, any questions that you have. And just put your hands up. If you just want to put your hand up, I'll come and open the line to you. Vivian. Hello, my lovely webinar buddy.
Hi, Annie.
Hi, Deb. Hi.
Long time no see.
I know. Ages.
I'm very well. I hope you are too.
I am. Thank you.
What I was going to say was in the Lead the Change members page under Be Wealth, I did see that there are all of the videos, I think, already. Is that correct?
Oh, Maria, can you send me a message? I haven't actually seen that, but maybe yes, if they're there, then they're there.
And if that's the case, would you suggest that it's a good idea not just to sit there of an evening for one evening with popcorn and watched a lot? Is it better to do one for each week so that we get it in bite-sized pieces and manage from that?
Yes, absolutely. So if that's the case, if they are all in there for some reason, you should really only be getting one at a time at one a week. So if Maria or Ruth is on the call, if you could double check that for me and send me a message, that would be lovely. But yes, I highly encourage all of you just to do one video. Then it's only like 30 minutes that you have to commit a week rather than watching the whole series with the popcorn. And also then it's not just about watching the video. Of course, it's about implementing the steps.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Otherwise, you'll probably overface yourself and go, I can't do all that, and, you know, sabotage the whole thing. So, yes, one video a week should be fine, and that's why we've set it out over the 10 weeks.
Thank you very much.
Resist temptation. Thanks, Phil.
And popcorn.
Yeah, right. Thanks, my love. Cool. And Claire, let me see. Claire, you had a question? Hi, are you there, Claire?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Hi, how are you?
Hi. So Richard and I are going on this wealth turnaround together.
Oh, lovely.
Because we work on the basis similar to Joe, where we have a joint pot.
Yes.
And he is very open to this transformation, which I'm very grateful for. Mm-hmm. So the question is, would you recommend or think it's a good idea for me to ask Richard to do similar settings of big rocks? Not obviously not post them or anything, but yeah, perhaps
because we'll notice he's a man.
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Yes,
you're far too hairy. But yeah, would you think it would be a good idea to encourage him to do something similar?
Absolutely. And you know, you might be posting it in the group, but actually you might have the same big rocks, you might have the same intentions for the week, so you might be sharing them, you know, you might be posting on your both of your behalfs, if you like.
Okay.
If he has separate big rocks, absolutely, yes, get him to kind of do his own version. Yeah. And you might want to hold him accountable to doing those things as well.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and find him or ask him to find a different one, because otherwise I'll just end up nagging him.
Oh really? Oh.
Not intentionally. It'll be very, very kind and polite nagging.
That's fine. That's totally fine. But great that you're doing it together. And actually, quite a few women last year when we ran this did do this process with their partners or husbands.
Yeah, he's really up to it too. So it should be
fabulous.
Quite cool if we're both heading in the same direction.
That's very cool. And of course, he can listen to the videos too. And
okay, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, watch the videos together. Fabulous. I love it.
Yeah, our little finance date and get the popcorn out to you.
That's it. Yeah. Thanks, Claire.
Thank you.
Thank you, darling. Great. Love it. Una's got a question. Oh, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, you're saying, who are you? Sorry, my love, I said at the beginning of the call that for those of you who've joined us from the online program, my name's Annie Stoker. I collaborated with Joe on creating all the One of Many content, and I run the coaching department. I'm the trainer as well. So we've just had Be Wealth, Elizabeth. So that's, you know, if we're referring to the event or the weekend, that's what's just happened. We had a fabulous weekend, so that was wonderful. Yes. Cool. All right. So Una, let me come to you first and then I'll come back to the questions. Una, hi, are you there?
Yeah. Hi, Annie. Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well. Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
I love you. I love your post. I love your post after Be Wealth. It was fabulous.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm loving how I'm feeling.
I know.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's great. My question is more of a detailed question, but just kind of, I'd love to have an answer, and I don't know if you can help or anyone on the call. I'm wanting to log all my, and maybe it comes in the course, but I'm wanting to log all my expenditure.
Yeah.
And I don't know if anyone knows an app or something I could install on my phone to make it nice and easy for me.
Yeah, there's a few actually. There's a few. So one that people used is there's YNAB. You need a budget.
It's cool. Sorry, what's it called? You need a budget.
YNAB. You need a budget is one.
Oh, I see. Okay, I got it now.
Yeah, that's one. There's Mint. Last year, women really liked On Trees, O-N-T-R-E-E-S, On Trees.
Okay.
It's linked to the Money Supermarket brand. It's an English one. YNAB is American, actually. The On Trees version is English. And what you do for the On Trees, you sign up for On Trees. You then put all your bank account details into On Trees, including your credit card numbers. Don't worry, they can't access your money. And what it does is it downloads the numbers from your bank account, the spendings from it, and you can allocate everything in there. You can give it a name, like, you know, housekeeping or educational growth or whatever, and it adds everything up for you. So it gives you pie charts, it gives you bar graphs, it does all the adding up for you and tells you how much you spent on electricity or how much you spend on sushi, if you want to make it that detailed. The only thing it doesn't do is separate out your business accounts from your personal accounts. So that can be, you know, for those of you who have business expenses, that can be slightly annoying. But a lot of women really liked that one last year.
And presumably then cash spending, that can't be inserted manually then?
There is a section for cash. Last time I looked at Entrees, you couldn't add categories. But you can, you couldn't add your own categories. They have quite a comprehensive list of categories. Let me see what else everyone's using it. Jenny is saying saver. If you want to allocate your own subcategories. Oh, good. Good. So saver, it's called S-A-V-E-R.
Okay.
So check that one out, because it's really useful actually to be able to allocate subcategories as well, which you can't do in Entrees. Well, you couldn't last time I looked at it, which is about a month ago anyway. But it's a good system, because once you've told it, you know, this payment to Telstra, what's it called in this country? Is it Telstra? That's Australia. BT, for example, is my internet. And then every time that bill comes up, it knows that it's internet and it adds it up, how much you've spent on internet, for example. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It sounds absolutely brilliant.
Some of them have apps as well on your phone, so that you're just out and you can just put it into your app and just, you know, I've just spent £2.50 on a cup of coffee, and you can put it into the app as well. Jenny's saying Saver is completely manual.
Okay.
So that one, you set everything up yourself. Janice is saying, I chickened out of Entrees as it asked for all my account details. Yeah, don't worry. They can't take any money out. They can't take any money out or deduct anything. They just have access to it and then categorize everything. So that's up to you if you can't feel comfortable with it or not, but they do work. Jenny, is it saver.co.uk? Sajni is just asking. So does that, it's app only. Oh, okay. So Saver is an app only, says Jenny. Thank you for that. So does that give you some ideas, Una?
It definitely gives me lots of ideas, yeah. Okay. Brilliant, thank you.
Good, thanks, my love. And you can, you know, I'm sure there'll be other things around as well, so you can check out online, but try those to start with.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, brilliant.
All right. Okay, let me come back to these questions. I think I've missed a few. Janice liked Claire's idea about having a, you know, date night with your partner. That's great. Elizabeth, you're asking, in the membership area, we have 10-week wealth turnaround series and the Be Wealth, Your Life's Legacy training series. What's the difference? So Be Wealth is videos from last year's Be Wealth event. The 10-week wealth turnaround is the 10 videos that we're starting tomorrow. That's the difference. Okay, Sarah, quick question about values. When we did the exercise at Be Wealth, initially most of mine were running away from values rather than towards values. And then when I rewrote one on the last day, they were all much more positive and towards focused. Yes. How can I keep those new values in mind so that I continue to work towards them rather than slipping back into old habits? a few things. First of all, a lot of the change work that we did was designed to get you to have your values be towards. So what we did was we dealt with the fear and the resistance that you had around those old values. So a lot of that stuff has already been done, right? Or let's believe that it's done. That change work's happened. If you think of slipping into old habits, my suggestion would be that it's only if you get triggered. You know, like we talked about the cycle, you know, like the healing cycle, the transformation cycle, where you keep revisiting things sometimes, but it's at a higher level each time, and you get triggered less by the same thing. So that's what I would suggest, is that if something else does trigger you into some of those old habits, that you then need to go back to the tools that you have now for emotional clearing, for maybe doing your morning pages, and to get yourself back into your power types. Does that make sense, Sarah? Okay. Good. All right, cool. Great. All right, so Ruth has clarified that, yes, the Lead the Change ladies have full access to all the videos. I have to think about how we could have done that differently. But anyway, you've got them all, so I'm just saying don't splurge, just do one a week. Okay, let me just check. Okay. So Sarah is saying, amusing share regarding manifesting. I just had a client who is notoriously late at paying invoices and requires lots of nagging and chasing. Pay 3 weeks early. Wow. That is some manifesting. That's fantastic. Well done, you. Loving sorceress. Yeah, brilliant. Okay, question. What was I going to say just now? Sorry, there's so many questions here. Let me double check. That's great. I love that, Sarah. Fantastic. Okay. The English version app Helen wants to know, it's Ontrees, Ontrees. However, I just got a message saying Ontrees is currently at capacity and are not accepting new users. You're kidding. Ugh, that is so annoying. It's really cool. Okay, we'll try Saver then. Saver, S-A-V-E-R, which is an app. Thanks for that, Jenny. How bizarre about Ontrees. Sorry, can't fix that one. Maybe go back and check it again, Sajni. Maybe it's just busy tonight or something. Right. Okay. All right. So let me come back to this. Okay, so the Be Wealth Training Program, Heather has the same question, I think. The Be Wealth Training series is the videos of, if you have that, I'm not sure that everyone actually has access to that, is the videos of the event that we just did on the weekend. So it's videos of Be Wealth from last year, last year's one. And no, it's not anything to do with a 10-week turnaround, actually. It's just an extra kind of like a bonus that some people have in their members area. But you don't have to listen to any of that to participate in the Be Well turnaround. Okay. All right, Janice. So, yes, no need to be scared of Ontrees because it's full. but it was a good system when it wasn't. Symbol, oh, Jenny, thank you. The symbol for the app is apparently a dollar sign and a grey box for those of you who are wanting to chase up the Saver app. Yeah, looks a couple of you have just been checking out on trees, and it seems like it's at capacity for everyone. It's a shame. Good, good, good. Okay. Yeah, Ruth's just saying that there's a Tony Robbins Mastering the Money Game app in video one, which Joe mentions in the first video. I actually haven't noticed that. I'm not sure whether you can put, is that the one that you can put your spending in as well? Does anyone know that? I think it is. I think it's Mastering the Money Game. It's Tony Robbins' app. You can check that out as well. Thanks, Ruth. Okay. If anyone is, Jenny, we might get you on as a guest speaker, my love. If anyone is looking for another way of tracking spending money, look into a Monzo card, M-O-N-Z-O, M-O-N-Z-O. It's a prepaid card with an app that notifies you of all spending, categorizes it, and gives you graphical information on your spending. Wow. Wow, that's pretty cool. Oh, great. What a good system. I'm sure lots of companies will be getting better at this. I must say that bank accounts in Australia have been doing this for quite a while. You know, every spending you can allocate to it in your bank account. I'm with NatWest and they're hopelessly prehistoric in the way that their website runs. You can't do any of that stuff. It's very difficult to do, you know, specific searches on their website. So they're not very impressive. But Commonwealth Bank in Australia is fabulous for that kind of thing. Claire saying, let's all work on manifesting a wider bandwidth for on trees. Yeah, good one. We've overloaded it, says Sajni. Oh, Vivapath apparently has special privileges. She's been allowed to sign up for on trees. I don't know what that is, everyone, so maybe just keep trying. Or maybe Viv's in sorceress mode again. Okay. Oh, okay. Selma. Thank you, Selma, for the tip. Money Dashboard Budget Planner instead of on trees. Money Dashboard Budget Planner. Apparently, I haven't come across it, but Selma's saying that one's a good one. Money Dashboard Budget Planner. Sajni, I think it's just you, honey, because I haven't got a message for anyone else about the audio going wonky, so might just be your end. Jenny's saying the app is accessed through an app on your phone. You apply through the app once you download it. Okay, good. Our Sarah is saying she started using YNAB, or You Need a Budget in July, and it's awesome. Good. Yes, I know a lot of people love it. And Jenny, who's right up there with the current stages of things, says that the Tony Robbins app has now changed to Tony Robbins Money. It's simplified its name. It's now called Tony Robbins Money. And Vicky has just started using Monzo for my lifestyle jar and so far really impressed. That's great. Well done. Fantastic. All right, good. Tabitha, you have your hand up, my lovely. I'll come up the line to you. Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you after the weekend?
Yeah, I'm really good. I'm inspired. I'm ready to sort this shit out.
Love it. Well done, my love. How can I support you now?
So just a question. With the, I know you can change the percentages, but if you're going for, 55%, bills, 10% investment, blah blah blah. Yeah. If your current situation is you sort of have 110% on your bills,
right?
What's the best way of? I'm guessing you kind of move towards it. I'm not sure what's the best way. Obviously, earn more money would be a good way of doing that. But yeah. just from a managing point of view, how have you got any strategies you can share to how you then get towards your goal?
So if that makes sense. Yeah, so if your housekeeping jar is that high, You're just going to have to take out as much as you can for the other ones, even if you only put £1 in each of the other jars.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Or £10 in each of the other jars. Yeah.
Okay. And then work towards.
Yeah, and then work towards increasing it. So you can make the numbers whatever you want. If it's 95% for housekeeping, then you've got 5% to play with, so you put 1% in each of the other jars.
Yeah, cool. That's kind of what I thought. I just wondered if there was anything else I could.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And obviously the make phase is going to need to be your kind of focus as well.
Trust me. now I know how broke I am. I know I need to make more money.
Yeah, right. Having done the weekend, right? You've got clarity on that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, I thought it'd be better than that. No, it isn't.
No, it's not. Bugger. Well, that's a good place to start from, though, isn't it? The awareness and the clarity, and, you know, you just got to get it sorted. Look, I just want to throw out there that sometimes women have taken radical steps to sort their finances by going home to live with parents, giving up a rental property and doing house sitting for 12 months while you make the income, and you know, you can then get your pots and build everything up. I'm not saying that's a suggestion for you. I'm just throwing some ideas out there. House sitting, living with parents, living with friends, downsizing, selling something, you know, lots of different ways to reduce outgoings as well. So if part of it is that your outgoings are too high, you know, you might want to look at a short-term solution that will help you to get things more back on track while you're also building income. So just to consider sides of it, you know.
Yeah, that's really cool. I think I do know that I reckon if I looked at my bank accounts, which I haven't done for so long, I'll find stuff that I'm paying that I don't need to anymore. And I'm pretty sure I can probably shed a fair bit anyway, and then just focus on my business, because I know that I've been slack in the last few months. So I know if I put some energy behind it, I'll start making the money. But the 55% scared the life out of me at the weekend. So
right. Yeah, cool. So that just gives you an indication of, if you want housekeeping to be 55%, how much more you have to make for everything else, right?
Exactly. It's going to give me targets for the next 3 months, which is brilliant.
Yeah. Good. Well, good. You sound like you're really confident and enthusiastic about it, you know, which is great, Tabs.
Yeah, it's cool. Thank you.
Well done, my darling. Thank you.
All right. Cheers, Annie.
Cheers. Great. Wonderful. Love hearing that you're just, you know, on the horse, ready to get going with it. Selma is saying, money dashboard helps you track all spending across your current credit card and savings account, no matter who you bank with, in one secure app. So it sounds like Entrees. And it's also the British Bank Awards winner 2017. So that should be a good one. Great, thank you. So as you've noticed, I'm certainly not got all the answers in the financial arena at all. And these calls are really about you contributing to everyone else on the call, everyone else in the group. And, you know, you ladies are the ones who'll have the answers to lots of the questions that everyone has. So very happy that you're telling me the answers when I don't know them. That's great. Thank you. Have a lovely supper, Una. Good. Okay, so any other questions? It won't be a 2-hour call tonight. It'll probably just we'll wrap up at the hour, I expect. So any other questions, any other hands up if you want me to come and have a chat to you? Oh, how weird. So we've got Viv and Zoe are both able to set up an Entrees account while on the call. Hey, go figure. Don't understand that. That's really weird. Anyway, see how it works for you. Otherwise, there's a few other options there that we've got. So see which one you prefer. Thank you, Selma. Thanks for your sweet comment. Great. The logo for Entrees is like a green tree. I think it's a green tree in a circle. It's a green tree anyway. Or it was. So I check that one out. Okay, good. All right, so is everybody clear? Is everyone 100% clear about the Facebook part of this program for tomorrow? Any questions about that? Please be really, really rigorous about only commenting, only replying to your own comment. You can make comments on other people's comments, but when we're trying to find your comments about your own big rocks and your response to your own big rocks, please only reply to your original comment. Otherwise, we can't find you. And you've got one bit up the top and then you reply to it down the bottom and ne'er the twain shall meet. It gets really confusing. So please stick to that one. That would be brilliant. That's a good point. That is a good point, Janice. We're just wondering whether Viv and Zoe were pre-registered with Money Saving Expert because it's a money saving, it's a money supermarket product. And Janice is saying I wasn't got registered again too. So maybe they're registering for the first time, everyone else. Don't know. Just a thought. Hooray! Okay, so Kate, you've got a question. Let me come and open the line to you, Kate. Hi, Kate, are you there?
Hi, Annie.
Hello, my love, how are you?
Hello, I'm really well, thank
you. Oh, good.
Yeah. I have done what you sort of said vaguely to Tabitha, which is move home. Hopefully just for a month. Uh-huh. But it means that last night I got in, the night of getting home from the retreat, I got home and uh-huh. I was telling my parents all about this new me, yeah. New way of managing my money that they were very excited about. But they had a little problem uh-huh. with the idea of me giving 10%. I know the figures were just recommendations, but the idea of giving 10% to charity uh-huh. before paying back debt. Uh-huh. And I wondered what your thoughts were on that.
I don't really have thoughts on that, actually, other than it's up to you.
Yeah.
How do you think about it? How do you feel about that one?
I'm really mixed because it's really important for mm-hmm. me to be giving. Uh-huh. However, I do give a lot in my work and in my daily life. So
yes.
I don't feel, I think I'd be okay, I think I'd be okay for a while uh-huh. to actually focusing on getting myself really sorted.
Great.
And I'm in a really great, wow, yeah, I'm only realizing this as I say it out loud to you mm-hmm. rather than to my parents, because of course I just want to disagree with them.
Because they
allowing the focus to be on getting myself in a really healthy financial position and then from that place giving.
Great. And that if that feels right for you, Kate, that's perfectly okay. You know, we just, those percentages were just guidelines, and really kind of healthy guidelines for when your finances are, when you've got enough coming in the door, if that makes sense. That would be the kind of yeah. like a good working model. But everyone's at different stages. And if that's going to help you to have that extra 10% or maybe it was 5% in your own pocket for now to get your other jam jars working, then do that.
Yeah.
No problem. No problem.
Great. Yeah. Feels good now I've said that.
Or you could even make it 1%, you know, it really is entirely up to you. So, but great that you've had the conversation and that you're feeling empowered around it and really committed to making the changes. So it's awesome.
It was really great. And I was really able to articulate a few things and answer their worries and concerns. It felt very empowering. So thank you.
Yeah, great. Well done. Fabulous. Mm. And let me just check, there's a message. A message from Sarah saying the percentages aren't fixed, Kate. I'm doing about 4% at the moment, but it's nice because having a small pot to play with means I go and choose where it goes every month. Just give what feels right in your heart.
Yeah,
absolutely. Thanks, Sarah, for that. Lovely. Well done, Kate.
Yeah, thanks, Annie.
Thanks, my lovely. Bye.
Bye.
Great question. Yep, just to reiterate for those of you who at the weekend with the percentages, up to you entirely. That was just a guideline, assuming that you have, you know, enough coming in the door to be filling those jam jars at that kind of level. Viv is saying, I agree with Tabitha about the shock of housekeeping being 55% of total incomings. She says, it will be soon. Thanks for the kick up the bum. Hope it was a gentle kick up the bum, love. Okay, Claire's all good. Good, good. Elizabeth's good. Great. Sounds like everyone's clear about the Facebook process, which is very good. So Zoe didn't have a money supermarket and money savings account previously, so you just got lucky. It's just your lucky night, Zoe. Polly had a question. I'm just trying to scroll back and find it. Sajni, oh, it was about helpful apps. Not sure, Sajni, what you're looking for. Let me know what you're looking for if you haven't found it. Selma, if you want to pay off outstanding debt and you don't have much income coming in, but you do have some assets, would this be a good project to do on the 10-week wealth turnaround program? So Selma, the 10 weeks take you through different topics each week. There is some content on debt. So if you want to focus on that for yourself as being something important to you, then absolutely you could use the 10 weeks to focus on that topic for yourself and see if you can sort that. So, yeah, maybe you can draw down some money from your assets and at a lower interest rate and pay off those debts. Who knows what can be created? But yes, sure, it's not something we're going to say for you to go out and do necessarily, because that's your own specific case. But you might want to, for example, go and get your dream team around you and get a really good financial advisor who could help answer that question for you, the best way to do that. But yes, definitely something that you can organise. So Claire, really nice share, Claire, thank you, saying, I don't have the cash to give that much to charity at the moment, but today I bunged a few cheap nutritious items in the food bank collection at the supermarket. Every little helps. Give what you can where you can. That's a great idea. What a lovely idea. Thank you, Claire. Zoe is saying, in response to Kate's chat, I have lots of debt, but still give a little where I can, because the law of giving and receiving really resonates with me, but my mum would say exactly the same thing. So whatever feels right for you, you know, we would encourage you to give something just because it's good for your heart, but there's lots of different ways for giving, you know, so see what feels right for you. Assets as in stock to sell, Selma. Okay, right. Okay, so maybe you can, if you've got a financial advisor, you could chat to them about that. But maybe that's a good, you want to look at interest rates and how much that's costing you and how much it's going to cost you to sell the stock and what you might make from the stock if you kept it as stock, all that kind of thing. But if you want to chat to your financial advisor about that, then maybe you can get some clarity that might be a solution. Sajna, it's been answered. Okay, cool. Good. Andrea, you can comment on each other's posts. Yes, you can comment on each other's posts under each other's rocks, but only comment on your own comment under your own comment. Only reply to your comment under your own comment. But yes, you can. You can certainly comment on other people's posts. That's fine. Carol is saying big issue sellers are running their own tiny business, as they have to buy the magazine and then sell f- for a profit. Oh, right, okay, they buy the magazines. So buying a big issue could be a good way of giving for those who only have a couple of pounds for contribution. Yeah, great. Great idea, Carol. That's lovely. Thank you. You're all onto it. You're fabulous. Okay, let me just check for hands. Okay, don't see any hands. And looks like we've got through the questions. Okay, so I think we will wrap it up for tonight. Okay, good. So just to confirm, the first video tomorrow, the first Facebook post in the B1 global community tomorrow, then you will get the next one next Wednesday. So our next call together is going to be in 2 weeks. So the Q&A calls are in 2 weeks. I'll be checking up on you all in the Facebook group. And then make sure in a couple of weeks' time when you come back to this call, you bring any questions, make a note of questions, and we'll do our best to find somebody who can answer them for you. Thank you very much. It's so exciting. Really exciting. Andrea's saying, totally get the giving. It's to reset the mind from a feeling of scarcity to abundance. Yeah, exactly. Even if it's a pound. Giving, so it doesn't need to be money. I am all for abundance rather than scarcity thinking. Sharing, not hoarding. Love it. Thank you. Sarah's excited. Sari likes the big issue idea, and Kiva loans as well are a wonderful way to support women running small businesses in developing countries. Great. Wonderful. Thank you. Thanks, Elisa. Thanks, Elizabeth. Linda's getting going. Oh, good. Thanks, Carol. All right, my lovelies, looks like we're done for tonight. Look forward to being in touch with you soon, and I'll see you in the ethers on the Facebook forum tomorrow. Okay, great. Take care. Thanks, everybody. Bye.